Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we're talking about the new church that came into being almost 2,000 years ago, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Listen to these words. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Question for you this morning. What are you devoted to? You know, I hope if you're married, you're devoted to your husband or your wife. You're devoted to your children. I want to be devoted to my local church. I think that's an important thing, to be committed to my local church. But most important, we are devoted to the Lord. And if you're not devoted to the Lord, that's where you need to begin. And you do that by recognizing that you have a need and you turn your faith and trust over to Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. That's what Christianity is all about. We are different than other religions. We can experience the forgiveness of sin through the cross of Christ. Jesus paid the price so that you, so that I, so that all who believe could put their trust in Him alone for salvation. There is no other name under heaven. I know there's been a lot of stir about that, but there is no other name. Jesus is the one that said it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, that's me, you, or anybody else in all the world, comes unto the Father except through me. So we put our faith, our trust in Him, and we become devoted to Him. That's what the early church was doing. They were devoted. Are you devoted to the Lord? Why don't you take a moment and just say, Lord, I want to devote myself solely to You. And if you do that, I'd like you to let me know. Hope you have a great day. Think on these things. I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.